Why in the world was this movie made?
This is License to Watch, and we are talking about Lethal Weapon. We finished that fucking movie series.
Hoo-wee!
Yippee! Sorry.
Yippee-ki-yay. Oh, wait a minute.
Wrong one. Yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
And, that's the one.
And I just realized that I have to go to the bathroom, and we started the podcast already, so I can't do it.
Just go in your pants.
I'm way
You're
ahead
not wearing
of you,
a
Colin.
Diaper like me?
I do it all the time.
I see it dripping out your shorts.
Yeah, what do we do? Yeah. We're also, Colin is on his phone on Zoom now, so we just have a shot of his crotch. It's pretty much just, it's a full on Basic Instinct
here we
moment
go, there.
Here.
Is that better?
This is what I think a Lethal Weapon right here.
Yeah, just sack outline. All right.
I could close my eyes and paint it now.
Paint me like your French girls, Matt.
Paint my ball sack like your French girls.
No one ever has painted my ball sack, and I don't know. Am I missing something?
I've seen a COVID mask that looks like a very detailed ball sack. Have you guys ever seen that?
No,
but it sounds
it looks
amazing.
Like you have like balls on your face.
Yeah, I'll probably see it the next time I see you.
You might call them. You might call them chin nuts.
Colin's like, very funny, Matt. You can take your mask off now. And I'm all like, what mask? All right. So we watched four movies and we gave them scores. And now we're going to go through those scores. And if we have any changes, we are allowed 1 point change in either direction each. If we have no changes, that's fine. But we are given that option. So... in fourth place currently, with an average score of 5.9 Timothy Dolphins, is Lethal Weapon 3. That's 3. Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That was the worst, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's sum it up. I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie.
Wait, that was worse than Lethal Weapon 4? I thought we all gave that a pretty shitty score, too, no?
Jet Li.
Nope.
Jet Li's the difference.
Okay. Yep. I guess.
Yeah, the villain in 3 sucked. Comparatively, the set pieces were not as good as 4 for me. All
right.
The comedy was like written too hard. You know, it's like, we're funny. Laugh at this.
Yeah.
And Riggs was just a total dick in that one.
Well, you can't single
everyone.
That. Like shitty dad jokes and Riggs being a dick is not like a condemning thing for any of these movies because it exists in every single one of them.
All right, so we have no qualms with Lethal Weapon 3 being scored so low. I'll tell you, Colin gave it a 6, Harris gave it a 6, I gave it a 5, and Chris C-Rock gave it a 6.5.
I probably should have given it a 5, but I'm not going to lower my score on this one.
On this one? It's a hint. It's a hint, listeners.
All right, yeah. So we're locking it in. Lethal Weapon 3, it's locked in at a 5.9. Up next on our list, in third place, is a little movie called Lethal Weapon 4. You know what I do like about this series is that they didn't have subtitles for any of these movies. I mean, it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, no Roman numerals either. They're not fancy pants. They're just like, here's a
one,
digit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And
most of the time, those numbers are on fire. Lethal Weapon 4 averaged out to a 6.1, just topping Lethal Weapon 3. Colin gave it a 6. Harris gave it a... No, I'm sorry. Colin gave it a 6. Harris gave it a 5. I gave it a 6.5. And Tim gave it a 7. Any changes?
I mean, I would go lower, but I can't go lower than a 5. This is definitely...
Tim tried to change his to a 6 during the during.
Yeah, I feel like we should have given Tim the ability to change it to a six Timothy Dolphins because he regretted it almost immediately.
I mean, should we get him on the horn? It's a little late on the East Coast, actually.
I think we know where he stands. He said, "I wish I had given it a six." He wasn't very ambiguous about it at all.
He said it several times.
he said change it to a six. And Matt was like, I'm not sure what he's getting at here, but
it was his dying wish. Change it to a six.
Wait, that wouldn't actually change the rankings though, right? That would still end up being averaging higher.
Would it? I don't know. If we changed
Actually, you know what would help us here is math.
It would be the exact same thing because Lethal Weapon 3 has a 6, 6, 5, and a 6.5. And then if he changed his to a 6, it would be 6, 6, 5, and a 6.5.
Insane 6.5 rating. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be the exact same score.
That actually feels appropriate to me. I think we should allow Tim to change his to a 6. Because
I don't know. I think 4 tops 3 like tremendously.
Well, that yeah, because you gave 4 a higher score than 3. I think that 3 is
Jet
better
Li
than
is
4
a,
because
Jet Li
I
is
gave
a
3
villain.
A higher score than 4.
Jet Li is a better villain, though. You can't deny that.
Well, yeah, that's
in the set pieces. The set pieces.
The villain in 3 is like just a mustache.
But the driving through the building, though. Oh, so dumb.
Oh,
it's
I love
the best part.
It was the worst part. It was the worst. I know I'm not going to win this argument because I'm arguing against two people who thought that 4 was better than 3.
It's called comedy, Harris.
For those of us who thought that 3 was the same, equally bad as 4.
Lethal Weapon 4 is locked in. 6.1. Up next on our list is number 2, which is the one that started it all, baby. Lethal Weapon, no number. It's averaged out at a 6.3. Let's see. Colin gave it a 7. Harris gave it a 7. I gave it a 6. And Carl Tart, the great Carl Tart, gave it a 5.
I want a movie to come out as a title and then in parentheses, no number.
Implying that like it will eventually have a number after it.
Like we won't even try to hide the fact that we
bold.
Think this could,
a bold choice.
Could possibly be a one-off story. It has to be more.
Everything in the movie, every plot point, everything is just setting up a sequel.
It's all open-ended. Yeah. Like nothing is tied up.
They don't resolve anything at the end of it. They're like, tune in for part 2 to find out
it's a cliffhanger.
The conclusion to this incredible action adventure.
It gets really mundane. It's like a lot of half-built stuff in the script. Like, oh, Milo, are you going to eat the rest of your sandwich? I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. Oh, I think the sandwich is going to...
They just put the sandwich down and leave the room, but the camera, like, lingers
the camera,
on the sandwich.
Yeah, slow pushing on the sandwich.
Like, it's peanut butter and jelly, like a piece of jelly just, like, drips off, Oh, my God. All right, so no changes. We like that?
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
I'm good with that.
All right, and we're on to our number 1 of the Lethal Weapon series. By process of elimination, you could figure out which one it is. Lethal Weapon 2. Lethal Weapon 2.
So in this case, I'm going to lower my score 1 point.
Wait, I haven't said the numbers yet. It's an average of 7.4, a full point. 1.1 points ahead of the previous movie. Let's see. Colin gave it a 7. Harris gave it an 8. I gave it a 7. And Christian gave it a 7.5.
Okay.
Now you may announce your score change.
I would like to lower my score 1 point to a Whoa. 6. And Whoa. I think, you know what? It seems like this was like the unanimous best one. And you know what? I think it's overrated. And
you like the first one. You think the first one is the best one?
I guess so. You know, it's tough. I want to be the guy who's saying that Lethal Weapon 2 is overrated, but I have to be diplomatic about it.
Oh my God.
Are you lowering your score for a pun?
No. Oh,
so stupid. His head. Colin, I was gonna lower my score, but I was gonna lower my score because I definitely overrated this at an 8, and now I can't, because if I lower my score, then Lethal Weapon 2 will not be the best one, and that would be kind of stupid because it's clearly the best of these four movies. That's not even a question.
I regret nothing. I'm sorry. Well, what I did was absolutely necessary. Since we started recording the last podcast, I've been waiting to say that joke.
Oh, my God. So infuriating. You know these aren't jokes. These aren't even funny. Like, jokes are funny and have humor attached to them. Like,
people will get the reference. They'll get the reference.
No, people will just shake their heads sadly, like me and Matt did when you said that.
So are you saying people are just immune to my sense of humor?
No, I'm saying that when you say things like
I tied back into the line.
But I'm saying when you use phrases like your sense of humor, that actually doesn't make any sense because that implies that there's something funny about whatever you're saying.
You just have to sense it. It's a sense of humor.
Well, I guess I'll leave my score the same, even though I feel like I slightly overrated this movie. It is better than Lethal Weapon 1, though, so I guess I'll keep it at an 8.
You don't want your score to go South Africa?
Oh, that's not even a pun. That's just doesn't even make sense.
That's the worst one. I'm laughing the hardest, but that's the worst one.
Matt, get control of the situation.
Guys, don't mind me. I'm doing some math.
Oh no. I can see the steam going out of your ears.
It hurts, Scott, it hurts.
That little hamster on the wheel is running so hard inside your head.
All right, here we go.
It's actually not it's not a hamster on a wheel. It's like a hamster in front of an abacus in Matt's head, just like sliding discs back and forth frantically.
Isn't it crazy that in the Jetsons he works for
Spacely Sprockets?
Who makes sprockets, and now that we are in a space age future, sprockets aren't really like unnecessary component in most of the technology that we have.
Yeah, he should have been working for Spacely Microchips.
Yes, or, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I think it was a commentary on the prevalence of the manufacturing industry and the growth of like automated manufacturing at the time. But nobody could have predicted how irrelevant physical construction would be of anything that's like not microscopic and circuitry based. Although it would be fucking impressive if they had.
What do you think?
I mean, the Jetsons would be a whole different thing if it was like circuit boards and mini computers and, you know, if it's like Minority Report, but a cartoon from the 60s, everyone would be really impressed by that shit.
What do you think the subtext of the Astro-Elroy relationship was?
They were fucking, right?
I knew he was going to say that. And after you lambasted my sense of humor, I set you up to say the word fuck, and you jump all over it.
No, that was a sex joke.
That was a nice comedy alley-oop. Yeah.
That was very highbrow. I did it in a classy way, though. It's all about the delivery. Also, when can we get our Jetsons movie? We've had a couple of Flintstones bombs. Can we get a fucking Jetsons movie already?
There was
a
Jetsons movie. Oh, you mean live action?
A live action. Matt, I'm not going to watch a cartoon. I'm an adult. I want a live action movie with
hardcore fucking.
You can't Astro, even say it.
Get in here, boy. You know what time it is.
Is this your audition for Elroy?
Astro's a grown, or Elroy's a grown man.
Get in here, boy.
Boy.
No, yeah. What's her name? She was hot.
Rosie?
Judy.
The robot, yeah.
Yeah, the robot.
Oh, yeah. And you know she was a sex robot, too. She was a sex machine.
You are quite good at turning me on.
Boy.
All right, guys.
Wait, what
are
we talking about?
I don't know.
I got some final numbers for you. So the series average for Lethal Weapon is a 6.25.
That feels real high for me.
Well, it's yeah, you didn't change any of your scores. Mission Impossible was an 8. Star Trek is a 7. Lethal Weapon is a 6. And then The Exorcist is a 5.
That's what I guess so that far. Seems in line with my feelings.
I'm waiting for us to get a tie. You know, then we have to decide which series is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that never happens?
It will. Oh, it will.
I don't see how that's possible.
The law of averages says it will happen.
We can do more than 10 franchises.
Wait, what was the average for what was the average for the James Bond series?
We actually didn't do that because that was when we were Bondcast, James Bondcast. I could lump it in.
I mean,
as,
I feel like it's the same fucking show, and it's and we're, we not gonna, did, we're not gonna redo it as
Timothy
License
Dolphin.
To Watch.
We didn't have a Timothy Dolphin scale back.
But
then.
We rated everything on the same 10-point scale. We didn't call it
did
Timothy.
We?
Yeah, we rated every single movie on a scale of 1 to 10, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's a double O scale. Not official Timothy Dolphin, so I can't include it. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to do them all again.
Yeah.
Can't we, like, retcon the dolphins or whatever? What's that
I
word?
Feel
retcon?
Like we,
is that the right word?
Yes. I feel like we should retcon the dolphin scale into our Bond rate. I don't know how, like, we started a podcast about a film franchise, and now we do a podcast about film franchises, but the podcast that we did about 26 films doesn't count.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I guess I am.
Matt's like, it's because it's arbitrary and I'm the leader.
All right, so how are we going to sum this up? Nothing's changed in our math, right? Everything's in the same order.
I mean, there was one change, but it didn't really affect much. So we're good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it.
Except I got to do my joke.
Yes, your joke.
Air quotes flying all over the place here. So what's our lasting impression of the Lethal Weapon franchise?
Yeah, what's our takeaway as a franchise? How do we feel it holds up? I mean, one thing I got to give it is that it's pretty consistent. You know, there's not, I hate when there's like a franchise of like 3 or 4 movies and then like the last one was made 20 years later and it's like totally different, or it's got different actors playing the same role, or, you know, or it's shot in a totally different style or something. But these movies for the most part all look pretty much the same. They feel the same. They kept the same crew, same composers, same, you know, director the whole time.
Many of the same actors and stuntmen appeared in different roles in multiple movies.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't get enough saxophone in number 4. We didn't talk about that much. There should have been more saxophone in number 4.
That's true.
They really diminished the sax as the series progressed,
which was sad.
Yeah.
I disagree, hard disagree on liking franchises that stay consistent. I really enjoy franchises that branch out and try new things and have a lot of variety and experiment with stuff. I think the Bond franchise does that. I think the Mission Impossibles did that for a while. They don't really anymore because they found their formula. The Alien franchise does that. And I feel like that's always really exciting. And honestly, I feel like this one was consistent in all the wrong ways and like got really boring and was experimental in like the most, you know, minor ways.
Minute,
where they'd like add a character for comic relief or, you know, something like that.
There is something to what you're saying, whereas like if you don't change at all, it almost feels episodic. Like we're just watching different episodes of a TV show called Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Instead of
Which has anybody ever watched the TV show called Lethal Weapon?
I have not.
Me neither.
I heard Carl Tart's on it.
Carl Tart did do a guest spot on Lethal Weapon. I for me, this franchise was obviously something I watched when I was a kid. It's very iconic. It's very important in terms of the evolution of action movies. It's culturally significant. It has not aged well. And honestly, I feel like, I don't know, I might have overrated all of these movies by a point just because of respect for the franchise. That really, when you watch it on its own, it's like, no, this doesn't really hold up. Whereas, like, the first Die Hard movie and the first 3 Die Hard movies, really, I think stand up pretty well. I've seen them all recently, and they are pretty decent. The second one's the weakest of the bunch, but it's, you know, I feel like this has for a movie that came out in the same era, these do not hold up as well. I don't think they're as of as high a quality.
I think, well, it is weird how I was saying it before, but to me, the Lethal Weapon movies, after we watched them, they're both they both excelled at what they were trying to do in some ways, but are also steeped in mediocrity in many ways. And so, like, that weird thing where you excel in mediocrity at the same time is a paradox.
It's like when one of Colin's puns lands. It's like, wow, he nailed that one, but still, why is he trying so hard to do something so shitty? You know?
Yeah. I would say that the thing that makes these movies stand out above, like, other action movies of their kind is the relationship between Riggs and Murtaugh and just their characters. They did such a good job of, like, setting up who these guys are and what they stand for. And
what
their
an asshole Riggs
is.
Yeah, but Riggs sucks.
Exactly. He does suck in hindsight.
I know one thing we can all agree on. Danny Glover, totally underrated in this series. He is really, he's the one who sort of makes this partnership palatable.
He makes the whole franchise work for me. Yeah. I almost feel bad for him that he was kind of like committed to doing these movies when we maybe could have seen him in other things or something like that. But
I'm sure he had other opportunities.
The best part of these movies, yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand why he didn't. Why, you know, we could probably look up his IMDb and find other movies he did that, you know, where I know, like, you know, To Sleep with Anger and Switchback, and I can name other Danny Glover movies that I liked his performance in. The Color Purple, which he did before this series, but like,
he also made some interesting choices later in his career. He was in the first Saw movie. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was good
was
in that.
Else.
I think Beloved, which is an uneven movie, but I understand why he would want to be in that movie. That was a great book. I don't know. I feel like he, we could talk about like what his career could have been or whatever, but I do think if this is his legacy, you know, as for his career, and he was in some Wes Anderson, he was in the Royal Tenenbaums, and you know, he's been in a few different things, and he's always good. And this series really shows off sort of what he was capable of. It's similar to how we were talking about Joe Pesci nailing that shitty dialogue scene at the end of Lethal Weapon 4. When you get a good actor who's talented and who knows how to like bring it, sometimes you can look at it and you can be like, wow, what are they doing this shit? But also, hey, they're making this shit into something worthwhile that people will remember. And I feel like that's Danny Glover's legacy in this series, is elevating it a little more than it really should have been. And even though Mel Gibson, I think, got a lot of the glory at the time, looking back on it, it's very clear that Danny Glover is not just holding his own. He's kind of carrying, he's the heart and soul of the franchise in a lot of ways.
Totally agree.
His family's killing it too. His son, Donald Glover, is in a lot of things now.
not true. We all know that his son is, what is he? Who is he? Colin, who does he look like?
Tyler the Creator.
Yes, his son is Tyler the Creator, doing very well for himself as some kind of musician.
No, I've been rewatching Lonesome Dove, and he's not the main character, but he's in the entire series, and he's one of those characters where it's like an epic journey. It's a super long story. But he's one of those characters where he's in a lot of scenes, even when he doesn't have lines. And, you know, you see it, like, good actors, they don't need lines to be in a scene and like, drawing your attention to their performance, you know?
Acting is reacting.
Yes.
Lonesome Dove, are those movies or are those TV movies or is it a TV show?
It was a CBS miniseries, if I'm not mistaken. So the entire thing is like 6 to 8 hours long. So
with Robert Duvall, is that who's the star?
Yes,
of that?
Robert Duvall and Tommy Lee Jones. It also has Angelica Houston, Chris Cooper, Diane Lane, and Danny
Glover.
That is
that is a dynamite cast.
Oh, the cast is insane.
You own this or you streamed it somewhere?
I own it.
Is it good?
It's hard to describe why it's good, but it is good.
I don't know. This feels like it could be a franchise.
It's
Danny Glover is also in Gone Fishin', With Joe Pesci.
With Joe Pesci, yes. I've made a gone fishing joke in Lethal Weapon 2 episode.
Well,
that's great.
Yeah. I mean,
definitely the highlight of his career.
Are you sure that joke was good, or are you just telling fish stories?
Are we done? Is this episode over yet?
He's in Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, hell yeah. Angels in the Outfield. That movie's the reason I don't like the actual Anaheim Angels.
Oh, my God. I just realized.
I feel they misrepresented it.
Oh, because they won in that movie? I just realized that the entire time we were playing the Chris Rock game in Lethal Weapon 4 episode, I had a window open to Chris Rock's IMDb page. And it was like literally the window that was just behind everything else. And at any time, I could have easily, like, this is how honest I am. I could have cheated, but I didn't. But also, I didn't know how easy it would have been for me to cheat, or I definitely would have, like, grabbed Head of State at the end.
You know, I thought about it too, because at one point you were, like, rambling off. It was, like, obvious that you were reading IMDb and talking about Chris Rock's career. And I was like, fuck, I don't have another actor or anyone to do. Like, this is going to ruin the game.
We should have done the jump to conclusions, Matt guy.
That's how dumb I am, because every single week when we do that bit, every week I look at every single actor in the movie and I look at their top four, and now I've started like looking at their top four and being like, remember, this is their top four. And every single week, as soon as you ask, I'm like, oh fuck, what was it again? I know it wasn't good.
You're gonna kill the bit.
I'm always just hoping you pick someone that's like not a main character, and like, well, you have no good reason for picking them for the game.
It's hard enough when I do pick a main character, you guys like suck at it.
Honestly, I'm not doing it intentionally, I'm just doing research, normal research. But now that I know that that's a relevant thing, I look at it and then I immediately forget. You're lucky I don't have a good memory, or I would kill this bit.
You know what, Harris? I have a good idea. I want to play the game too, so I think for the next series, you should be the guy.
Okay, I'll be the game master of that. Yeah,
the game master, yeah.
I enjoy failing at top four.
I'm definitely not going to cheat to win, because it's so much funnier when we get frustrated because it sucks and IMDb sucks.
The wrong answers are so interesting in that game, you know?
You know what? I don't even really pay attention to the top four as much as I pay attention to their filmography, and I'm looking at their filmography, and then I know a lot of movies that I can suggest, but I'm always like, wait, which one was in their top four? But
yeah. Who's going to do the plot summations for Batman? It's definitely not going to be me.
I think is it my turn?
Yeah.
I feel like it's my turn.
If you want, yeah.
Didn't Harris have to do the Star Trek ones?
We have a system. Oh, I did the Star Trek ones.
Yeah, so that means it's you again.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
Oh, we're still recording this, right?
We are still recording.
You have to...
Should we stop at some point?
You have to remember that the place that Bruce Wayne's parents were killed is actually called Crime Alley.
Oh, yeah. No. I've seen the street sign in the Batman video game.
Good.
Crime Alley?
Yeah, that's the name of the alley. Like, why would they call it that? Yeah. Why wouldn't somebody at the city do something about this?
Or why would you walk down that alley?
Oh, Crime Alley. It's the one in the back of the theater, you know, where they commit all those crimes.
I know that the museum is called the Flugelheim Museum.
In Batman?
You know the scene in the museum when the Joker, he, like, spray paints everything?
The gang is painting over the paintings.
I love that scene. Yeah, that's the Flugelheim, baby. Yeah.
Put this on, the gas mask.
Well, Batman's going to be a very enjoyable thing for us all to do, because I think it's one of those ones that I think we all are familiar with and love. So,
yeah, we've got some good guests lined up. It's going to be a silly old time.
And as I've mentioned many times, I both walked out of Batman Forever and I think have never seen in its entirety Batman and Robin, because they were so fucking bad. So this will be
in for a treat.
Yeah, this will be interesting for me. I've definitely seen enough of them to know they're awful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, maybe with fresh eyes, they're not so bad, Harris. That's the point of this franchise.
One of them could be my favorite movie that I've ever seen. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe
until this moment in your life, you weren't really ready for Joel Schumacher's vision.
Yeah. Maybe at this moment, I have finally ascended to the same plane of existence as Joel Schumacher.
Yeah. And then you'll get out on the streets, you'll try to find gang members and sell them black light paint. They'll be like, we're going to murder you, white boy.
So look really good in your costumes. But what if you're assaulting somebody in an ice skating rink? Don't you want to have something to make you pop?
This is your hideout? Where's the neon lights?
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I feel like we're hyping this up pretty hard, so maybe we should go and let the audience sit and stew on all the things we've just said.
Yeah, just about Batman. Savor it.
Savor it, you fools.
Yeah, let's just end this somehow gracefully. Lethal Weapon, yeah.
Okay. License to watch, I guess.
I guess, barely.
It's Jesus. A six. I mean, like, six is pretty average. Mm-hmm.
It's,
you know?
Fine. It's fine.
It's a little bit above average, you might say.
I even think slightly. Exorcist has a worse score overall, and we still basically said you're free to watch this under our licensing system.
I mean, we issued a license. Our licensing system is super permissive.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say if you're below a five, then the issuing of the license becomes.
I'm just wondering which one of us is going to suggest a film franchise that is that bad.
Yeah.
It's probably you.
I'm looking at Colin. Yeah. Oh, one more question. Harris, you were the one who picked this franchise. What was your thought process behind that? You just wanted to revisit it, or?
My thought process was that I was debating between Die Hard, which the first three movies are great and the last two movies are awful, and this, which I don't think I'm as familiar with, but had fond memories of the first two movies and knew the Jet Li parts of the last one were good. And I think I actually just asked Tart which one he liked better, and he said Lethal Weapon. So I was like, okay, we'll do Lethal. But you know, I mean, we'll get to Die Hard eventually. That would have been my choice. We were thinking something that's set around Christmas time, and the first one of this, and that was my sister-in-law texted me the other day, and she and my brother listened to the first episode and watched Lethal Weapon, and she was like, wait, why is Die Hard a Christmas movie and everyone has fights about this shit and nobody talks about Lethal Weapon? And I was like, I got no explanation for that.
It's true. Actually, someone else told me that they listened to the Lethal Weapon show and they were disappointed that we didn't talk about whether or not it was a Christmas movie. And I was like, shut the fuck up. No one cares. I mean,
who is this someone and why are you protecting their identity?
Yeah, stop covering for your wife, Matt. Just tell her she's wrong. No, I think it's just the general. First of all, the Christmas plays a more critical part in a lot of the plot elements of Die Hard. They're at a Christmas party, literally. He wraps a guy up that he kills in tape with a bow, and then at the end he tapes a gun to his back. Yeah, writes ho 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 on his chest. He tapes a gun to his back. The building's empty because of Christmas. So like all, there's just,
you hear the Run DMC Christmas song.
Yeah, they incorporate Christmas music into it. Aside from Riggs getting into a shootout at a Christmas tree farm at the beginning, and them driving the car into the Christmas tree in the house at the end, Christmas doesn't really come up because it's, you know.
There's Christmas lights on the railing when the girl jumps out the window in the very first.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, it's not like important plot elements. And also, Die Hard, I think, was just the more slightly more popular.
That guy
movie,
slams so. Warm eggnog out of the carton.
Yeah, I would have to say that is probably the most Christmassy thing that happens in all of Lethal Weapon 1.
Why were there 7 to 20 cartons of it on a table in his fucking
Well, the way
parlor?
The guy was chugging that one carton of eggnog, I have a feeling he goes through a few a day. So, I mean, I think they're supposed to be refrigerated. I have no idea, though, so I don't know.
Gross.
But yeah, so that's my only explanation is that Die Hard has aged better and is a little more Christmassy. But who the fuck knows? Regardless, I picked Lethal Weapon because I have fond memories of the first two movies from when I was young. And that's kind of what these series are all about for us. We're mostly picking franchises that we have some kind of youthful connection to. But in retrospect, yeah, I wish I picked Die Hard.
All right, well, maybe we'll get to it at some point.
Yeah,
some point soon.
Sure we will.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, so thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time with the Batman series.
Wait, hold on. Those Die Hard movies, after a while, they were getting so bad, you expect the sixth one to just be a Viagra commercial, am I right?
I don't even
the
get
episode
that.
Is ending after my send-off.
No, no, leave this in.
You
shame
don't get
this
it?
Man.
Die
shame
Hard?
Man.
Come on. Come on, people.
Good night, everyone.
You telling me you don't understand this joke?
No, it's terrible. It's terrible.
It's all right. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.